USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Donald Trump's campaign confirming yesterday he will be skipping next week's Republican presidential debate and will instead visit the Detroit area to speak with striking auto workers. His campaign confirming that he will be flying out to Michigan, a key battleground state, next week, and is expected to give a speech to members of various unions, including the striking United Auto Workers. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, the son of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pled not guilty yesterday to U.S. drug trafficking, money laundering, and other charges. Lopez had been extradited to the U.S. Friday, 5 months after U.S. prosecutors unsealed multiple indictments against him and his brothers. Those indictments alleging that the brothers steered the cartel increasingly into synthetic drugs, such as opioid fentanyl. Lopez and his brothers have denied those claims, previously saying in a letter, "We are the victims of persecution and have been made into scapegoats." His next court date set for November 17th. The United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers has reached a fourth day. Dave Collins has more.
Reports say the union met with Ford and GM over the weekend while a meeting with Stellantis is scheduled. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week. Speaking yesterday, Adams noting fentanyl is not marijuana sitting on your tabletop, but it's a very dangerous drug that even a small amount can kill an adult. This is USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your healthcare provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine minus the alcohol, sugar, and calories.
The improvements that Vinia has made to my life have been tremendous. There was no better test for me that it was working than when I had to go off of it. Everything just fell back in. The fog, the falling asleep in the afternoon, that's why I know it works, is because I went without it for a few days and hello, my old self again.
In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. OrderVinia.com. Vinia. Better blood flow. Better life.
Arizona has the most violent and aggressive drivers in the U.S. That's according to a new survey from Forbes Advisor. It polled 200 drivers from every state in the nation across nine key metrics. Topics included being forced off the road, being cursed at, being involved in a fight outside the vehicle. The survey put Arizona first in the nation, followed by Rhode Island, West Virginia, Virginia, then Oklahoma. Katy Perry has sold her music catalog to Litmus Music, a subsidiary of the Carlyle Group. On Monday, the company announced that the deal would include Perry's five studio albums that she recorded for Capitol Records between 2008 and 2020. The sale, worth $225 million. Elon Musk hinting at a subscription fee for all of his ex-social media platform. Bloomberg is reporting that Musk told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that X will be moving to a small monthly payment. He claimed a subscription fee would be the only way to put a stop to bot accounts on the platform. Those comments came during Netanyahu's visit to California to meet with Musk. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.